Parshas Chayasara, besides the whole Sipa Dvorim of Misasara and Amaras Nachpela and the Shidduch of Yitzchok, there's another little parasha that sort of is between the lines, and that is Eliezer of Avraham. Eliezer of Avraham, it says that he had a Havamina to maybe his daughter would marry Yitzchak, and Avraham Avinu told him that an Ora is not Mizdavik B'Baruch. Later, it says that Lavan called him, when Lavan saw him, he called him Boy Bruch Hashem. So Chazal say that because he was an Eved Neman, and he did what he was supposed to do, so he was Yotzom Michlal Ora L'Chal Baruch. That's the medrash over here. Asher brings it. So you have here the Yetziah of Eliezer of Avram from being Ora to being Baruch. It's interesting. So could he have done the Shirach before Lamaisa? If he would become a Baruch at some point, Mashmos says it's only because he carried through the Shlichus Nemanus. That's why he became a Baruch. And Chazal say that it's because he did a shlichus b'nei emonus, that's why he was mishamish the avos b'nei emonus, that's why he was zochah to be yoytze from Ora to Baruch. So needs to understand the whole inyan of the inyan of Or, and that somebody became an Or. What's an Or, and then becomes a Baruch? I mean, it doesn't say tzaddik in Russia in any special sense. There was no terrible avera that he wanted him to be mishtadech, and it wasn't. There was something else that was. There was some sort of framework, some sort of description of Eliezer as being an Or, and now it moved to Baruch. Let's go back a little bit when it says Avraham Avinu complained that Matiteli Banoicha Holech Ariri Uben Meshik Basi Yerjoisi. So Luchura, I mean, Avraham didn't need the second half. The first half was I have nobody to leave it over to. I mean, it says Ya Allah Talmidim, it says Nefeshah also Bechoran. So obviously, nobody was Royu. Everyone understands that, and certainly not Yerusha. With Eliezer, there was a Havamina, and Ki'ilu, it would have gone, except that he's Bemeshik Basi. All he is the my Eved, and so on. So, as opposed to all the other Talmidim that he had, and the Fashas that they also Bechoran, that they just simply weren't holding there. It wasn't Shaykh to do anything, and they wouldn't be anything, and so basically all he needed to say was, I have nothing to leave it to, nobody leave it to. Eliezer, he could have left it to Eliezer. Eliezer was somebody that was shaykh to the parasha, but it just wasn't the taina was, I don't want to leave it to that. There was some sort of taina that even though there's a tzad to say there is royu, it's not the person I want to leave it to. Chazal say in different places, Eliezer is Knan, whether it's Kipshuto, it means simply that Eliezer is the embodiment of Knan. Knan is the one that Avdus was Nigz on him. Eliezer is the embodiment of Knan and the Mohus of Avdus Nebriya. By Knan, who brought Avdus into the Briya, that was something that came about. It says what he did wrong was either he wanted Mesarisim or Baalov. There was a certain inyan specifically, some specific wrongdoing, that was the reason why Avdus was Nigzalov. So if we need to understand what the Sheirish of the Avera is, to understand why Avdus was Nigzer, and where Eliezer could have embodied it, when he said Eli, Ulai, and Eli, and where he was Yotze Michlal. In other words, we need to understand the kilkel that produced Avdus, what is Avdus, and where the tikkun lies over here. The Chazal say over here on the parasha, they speak about the Arichos Devarim, and they say, Yofa Sichoson Shel Avdei Ovis, that it's Mitterosh Shel Bonim. So there's a Gosha, obviously Chazal are being madgish. First of all, we're talking about Sicha versus Taira. We're talking about Devarim that don't seem to have in themselves any special halachis. Just, you know, the shmuz, they could come in, what's doing, how are you, sit down, take off your coat, you know, and so on. That's basically the teichen of the conversation. And you're not talking about ovis, you're talking about avdi ovis. So that goof of why is it? I mean, Chazal Madgish two, Chesrein Samailis, the Madgish, first of all, that it's Sicha, and secondly, it's Avde Ovis, and yet it's Mochaviv. So, Gufa, why is it Mochaviv? Terosah Shabbatim, you're talking about Ikri Alochis, here you're talking about Sicha, and you're talking about Sicha of Avde Ovis. What is the Yoifi of the Sicha of Avde Ovis, Klapi, the Torah of the Banim? So, let's be misamic a little bit in the Inyan of Orer B'chlal, the word Orer and Baruch. The first place where we have the Inyan of Orer and Baruch is one place open, one place Bermiza. The Bermiza is in Bereishis, it says Bereishis Bara. All the Oisias wanted to, that the Torah should start with it. Aleph would have been the natural Ois, it's the first Ois. And Kadosh Baruch Hu said no, because Orer comes from Aleph. So we start with Beis, which is Bracha. And the Aleph, he left for Noichi. Somewhere else speaks about, I mean, there are plenty of nice words with Aleph and plenty of nasty words with Beis. What's the difference between Aleph and Beis? But I want to be Madgish. I want to point out another place where you have, this is the first place we have Arura mentioned first. We have the Chet of Adam Arishin. So it says, Arura hadoma bavurecha bitzom techonekoi mechayecha. This is the first place where we see a music of klala in the Bria. Arura hadoma bavurecha bitzom techonekoi mechayecha koitzadare tatsmiach lecho vachaltas esav asade. So there was a chalois of klala, which again is very non-specific. It's going to be tough. Things will be tough. Things don't grow so quickly, and what grows is garbage, and so on. But is there something? What does it mean that it's a Rura Adama? And specifically because it is Chet. The Chet was so. We understand the Klala. The Isha did Naver. There was Tsar for her. The Nochash had because he spoke Sheker, Shekel Naglaim, took off his feet, and so on. But that Adama specifically. Klola descended to the world because of it. So the Avera itself of the Eitz Hadas is Mechayev Klola as well as Mis and other things. And the Klola specifically is that the Adama doesn't produce forth. So what is that Inyan of Klola that expresses itself in the Adama not giving forth and in the and this is the Einish for the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. So let's go back to the point in Bereishis. The Maral says that Aleph is Or and Beis is Baruch, not simply because we happen to find a word that with an Aleph that's Or and a word with a Beis that's Baruch. So this is Or and this is Baruch. But he says Be'etzem the Ois Rishon is Or and the Ois Sheni is Baruch. The Beis is Ribui. Let's explain the point a little bit more. By Richus, and then we'll understand what he means. The Akadosh Baruch Hu is Metzias without any Siba. So B'meila Akadosh Baruch Hu exists, and he brought a world to existence. It came from no place, and that's what it is. Now that we're in this world, within the confines of this world, everything is as is. Nothing can become more than we have. As much matter as we have in the world, that's how much has to stay. the laws of conservation of matter and energy are the sheirish of teva. You can switch things around, you can move things around, things stay as they are, and that's that. And that means nothing can ever grow to be more than it started out with. If I'm building a building and I have 1,000 stones, the building can never be bigger than 1,000 stones, and the kula hai vulai, and bedarach kol a little bit less. That is the mitzias of teva, which is mugbal to what it is, and it'll never be more than what it is. That is called klala. That's ur. Ur means sterile, infertile. It never comes more than itself. We don't have yesh me'ayin in the Bria, but we do have something that is ribui. L'mashal, a person pours a seed into the ground. From one seed, it gets an entire tree with fruit and so on. One seed produces a plant that has 100 seeds. That is bracha. Two human beings have 12 human beings. There is something in the world that is called the metzias of bracha, the metzias of ribui, and it's something which is similar to, not yesh me'ayin, but it's similar to the metzias where things become more than they are. In other words, if we are able to dehear some of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, it's through these mahalchim that we call bracha. That's what bracha is. So how does it work? We said before that everything in this world is limited. That's the core of the teva of the world. And for something to become more than itself, so yes, technically, the seed that became a tree doesn't have more than the nutrients it absorbs from the ground with the sun and everything. But that's not what we see. What we see in front of us is ribui. So how does that come? Where does that come from? The answer is, it's ki'ilu. Ki'ilu, there's a pipeline coming in from somewhere else, and I can open the faucet, I can provide a pipe as an extension, like I put a hose onto a faucet, and I take the hose and do whatever I want. So 100 feet further down, there's water coming b'shefa without any limitations. So the mahalach of bracha is that a person is mamshich into a world that is mugbal, and be'etzem, there's no makom for ribui, he's mamshich something from somewhere that has bligvul. That's the mahalach of bracha in the Bria. The metzias of bracha is shayach only if I deher it as coming from somewhere else. That's the metzias of bracha. The chelek, planting a seed is called, is an example of bracha. And the chelek that is the chelek of the of shas that sroyim is called emuna. Boy, emuna sitecha. It emuna means I am tagging it on to something beyond here. Emuna it can mean belief. Emuna can mean faithful to. The Koska says that emuna in Yiddish, he used the word getrei, means loyal. It means I am taking it to somewhere else and from somewhere else. So and it brings a raya, the pasuk. It says in Tillim that v'chol maseu be'emuna, everything Hashem Baruch Hu does is be'emuna. What does it mean? Does be'emuna? Believes in what? What does that mean? Be'emuna means, he says, that it is directed towards the matar of Kal Yisrael. Emuna means faithful to, loyal to, something to. So when a person in those halakim of the Bria that are shayach to bracha, they come through emuna dafka. That's why we know that whenever you count something, there's no more simen bracha, and dava misuyim, there's no simen bracha, because when I've made something misuyim, I've divorced it from the other world, and I made it a citizen of this world. Right? Once something is quantified, then it's a member of this world, and there's nothing on it that can become nisrabe in any way. Something that is still not counted still has a shaychus to a world beyond, and that's a bracha shaychus bichal. Let's go back to the chet of Adam HaRishon and understand this nekuda more in terms of the in terms of the application here. Every person wants to have. Every person wants to feel accomplished. Every person wants to feel that whether he has gashmius or ruchnius or something, that is his. That's our basic instinct. We want at least metzias, and we'd like a metzias morcheves. Adam HaRishon was created to be the mamshich, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, and thereby the Adam, just like the hose, is the chetimtza for the chef of Ligvul, and b'etzem the hose becomes the mashpia of Ligvul, because it's attached to a faucet that's Ligvul, so the faucet is in one place, and that doesn't reach the plants that are far away. The person puts the hose on it, so the klapit, the plant that the hose is spitzing on, that's now a massive bracha. Adam is supposed to be the mouthpiece, so to speak, the mashpia on the bria, because of his chibot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because he sees himself kol kuloi as being his chibot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The opposite of that, so the Nachash came along, and the Nachash says, listen, I mean, why do you have to be Samach al Shulchan Aviv? Adam is meant to be the Ein Seif in the Bria. He's meant to be the Mashpia B'Ligvul in the Bria. So, why work for a boss and be an employee where you can open up shop yourself? If you're such a mutzlichtik seicha, then open up shop for yourself. You yourself, within yourself, can be b'li seif. V'yisem kelokim, yodei tovra. You'll be parallel. Why are you dveik, v'atam adveikim b'ashem, with a base? You could be like Elohim. So instead of just being an employee, a masharis, an evid, you could be actually yourself. So the merida of Avram of Adam and Chava was something that they wanted to become the mekor habracha on their own. And that's why one of the three elements of the klala was that the Adama would become Arura. They were oika bracha from the world, because if the hose disassociates itself from the faucet, so there's a little bit of water left in it, that's the end of it. It dries up, there's nothing else. The Adama will not give its krich anymore, because it's limited. What does the Adama have? Adama is dry earth, nothing to it. And all Adama would produce is kites and dardar. That's innate to the Adama. Anything else is because there's a seed coming from somewhere else and there's a chius coming from somewhere else. That was the first instance in the Bria where you had klola descend on the Bria because of this pa'ula. Knan, Chom and Knan, by the Maizev at Noyach, they were... It says, Chazal say, that they said, you know, there's not enough world to go around. The world is limited, and you see that two brothers couldn't possibly divide up the world, and they made a cheshem pashit, that you know, everybody has at least two children, mikoyach the tzivur vus, so the world will become infinitely smaller parts of the people, and there's not enough to go around. The whole metzias of the world is limited. It's nimna, and it's something that's that has a clear mida minyan, so the world will have less and less for everybody. So whether it was Mesaris him or Mirabea, both of them are pu'ulos of sterility. In other words, he took out the koyach of bracha, whether it's zocha to zocha or being Mesaris. The point is, no other human beings would be produced. He was oiker the sheirish of bracha because he wanted a metzias. And instead of the herring, that the metzias believable lies when there's a makara bracha, instead he was mafkir the world from baruch to aron. That's how he restructured the world. His oinish, and really not his oinish, but his tikkun, which goes together, is that he would become an eved. An eved's metzias is kol kuloi, that he's only eichet timtza for the adam. His entire mohus is that whatever he does, the yarav does kiat rabbi in a way that's beyond anything else. It's not just like Yarisha Yad Baila where Chazal gave it, where it's a takana, but the Yibetzim has no yad of his own. And Eved has no chayas, he has no children of his own, nothing. He's kol kuloi, a yad aricht of the Odin. That's his whole metzias, and in a certain sense, that is the tikkun. Odom is supposed to deher himself that way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since he, and that's the only way Adam will ever become like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is if he's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Adam sees himself as a hemshech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the yad arich of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he becomes a metzias of brach of lisoif. When Adam's menatic himself, and the hairs, you know, whatever he's able to scoop up and to preserve, that's his. Then he becomes a b'chin of Aruch HaShalom, and Avdus is his only tikkun. Where Bal Korchach, all it does is for the other. There was the metzias of in the Bria of Avdus and Klolo Leumas Bracha. Avram Avinu was Veheye Bracha. Avram Avinu's Metzias was that even though he was a Yachid, Echad Hoy Avram, Avram was unique, but Avram was the Av HaMoyn Goyim. Avram was able to bring out Bligvul Toiv through his Metzias. Avram's Metzias of Avos, and that's why I spoke to him, Veheye Bracha, Avram became the Mohus of Bracha. And like we said before, the Mohus of Bracha is tolui on how much the person sees himself as being kol kulei bat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's almost a paradox. If the person wants to dehar himself, there's very little that he can, there's very, very little that he has. If he does himself as a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hechetimtze, as a means for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpia, then the person becomes part of Bligvul. So Avram was that, and Eliezer was the Shoresh of Avdus. In a certain sense, this was Orer, and this was Baruch. Be'etzim, this was the Shoresh and the Bria of things that can never be more than they are, and this is the Shoresh of things that keeping Mizbarech. We keep him Mizbarech by the Mikvos and so on. The Shail of the, is it through Rukshamim or through its own Shoresh? Avram's taina was Avram. Of course, all the others, the nefesh hashosu v'charim were irrelevant. Certain they couldn't carry on. They couldn't give a shurim. They couldn't say what you. That wasn't a geah. Eliezer was exactly like Avram. Doilo mashke mitoyisos of Avram, and he did have. The Torah of Avram packaged, he had it, but it was coming as an Orer, not as a Baruch. There wasn't something in it. He didn't have Torah within himself. He simply, his whole metzias was whatever he learned and had in his notebooks, that was what he had. Avram was worried. Avram's taina was, because he's going to give over my Torah, but not from the sheirish of Baruch. But all he is the Ben Meshek, basically. He's the domestic. He's the one who's he just has the finite what I have. He didn't tap into the sheirish. He just has the package. That becomes, it's worse when you give my Torah with a hafgah of the sheirish shabai of bracha. That's much worse. That was why Avram was mislaining bedafka with what's going to happen. Had he not had Eliezer, he's saying, "Woman, I have nobody to leave over. It's going, it's gone." But Eliezer is giving my Torah, but he's giving to a different knetch. He still has in himself that knetch of Kelokim, of you know, this is it, and whoever has it has it, whoever doesn't have it, there's no bracha in his divrei Torah. That's where Avram Avinu was complained about. Eliezer over here went on the shlichus of Avram Avinu's hemshech. This is the nekud of Avram Avinu. He had two choices. He could have taken it for himself, and by taking it for himself, that would make him an error. The understanding is, who has Avram? Whoever packaged Avram and took it. You have what you own, what you package and have in your vault. And when he did a shlichus b'ne'emanus, and he became a chetimtza for Avram to do the shidduch, then he became a baruch. It says when an eved, that's what I'll say over here, al yedei that he did it ne'emanustik. So ne'emanustik means that it this is where he returned back to where it should have been, and by totally making himself the hemshech of Avram, the shliach of Avram, totally subjugating his own interests to Avram's interests, that's where he became a baruch again. It says, it's fascinating. It says, how did Lavan, I mean, where did Lavan's Mevinus come from? It said, Boy Bruch Hashem. So it says, Chazal say that his chlest upon him was Deimet Avram. In other words, there's a dimion in the body, and that's all of what the person has. But Chitzonius, the height, the weight, the color, that's the dimionis of the guf are dimionis of what is there. The panim has in itself the what's from the person, from what's inside the person. A person who's le'aleinu a nifta, the chitzonius for a while looks the same. In other words, the size and everything else, but the ziv of the panim is gone. The cluster of the panim is gone. The ziv is gone. It's a different. It doesn't have that the hara. With this ma'isa, Eliezer became his cluster panim. Took on the cluster of Panim Avram because he was mamshich himself the sheyesh bracha. That's why it was over here that it became boy bruch Hashem. Let's talk about this a little bit more. But again, many areas, many tchumim. When a person has any she'ifas that are not ruchnias, it's kol kulay ordik. A person, you know, you have what you have. The possession is the only description of any physical assets. So I have X amount of money. Have X amount of goods, even activities that I did. So I describe them as being something that is, you know, I did this, I did this, I did this. The way I have the good times I had. I went here, I went there, I did this crazy thing, that thing, the other thing. I enjoyed myself. They become assets. And that's what we have. In Ruchnius, it's possible that a person could inherit differently. But in Ruchnius also, the person can go in two directions. In physical things, there's only one direction. If my friend has a very big house, I have nothing. It means nothing to me. I don't have it. And if I helped him build it, I have nothing out of it except for the money I got for my helping him building it. In the world of physical things, Ur is Shailet. In the world of Ruchnius that a person does, the world of Ruchnius means that I've accomplished things, but I can look at it in two ways. A person does chasadim. So he can say, okay, I did chesed A, chesed B, chesed C. This is what I have. These are my accomplishments. I taught this person this. This is my shtickle Torah. This is my chiddush. And I would like it to be known as such. And I'd like it to be understood as such. Because it's a finer sense of possessiveness than physical things, but I still understand it in that way. We said many times the moral gas ruach, that he takes things that are ruchnius and he makes them physical. So, I mean, a house and a car is physical. A shtickle Torah that is packaged under my name and I deherit as such, it's less physical, but it's still, I have introduced it, I brought it tachas kanfei, the physical realm. I've made it part of that. That's one mahalach. There's another mahalach where the person feels that all he is a hechatimtza. He's a conduit to bring out some emes. If I'm the one that was emin on the pshat, so I am fortunate that pshat came to work through me. It wasn't my pshat, and it will not be my pshat. It's the pshat in the Gemara. My Rebbe Zechon Rechav Nochum, whose yahrzeit was past week, was a chad b'dora in that. His simcha was if it was zeichet by emir al emes, and he couldn't understand why if something is emes and hashaychus to him, it's not his. It's either Rashi said or Rashi didn't say it, but he having realized it means nothing. He's a custodian. It's like somebody gives me a diamond for $1 million to I'm a shiking to go someplace. It wasn't my diamond. It's not going to be my diamond. I'm the messenger boy. That's all. A person is able to help somebody else. So I don't know. Akadosh Baruch Hu passed on these assets. I passed it on. I hope I did it well. It had nothing to do with me except for the minute that I did it. And that's it. It's over with. It's gone with. That person belongs to the world of Baruch. That it's a me'ein olam hab in this world, and it's connected every instinct that a person has, because very physical people. So even for Zeicha to be a little bit on a ruchnis tikadarga, and be able to understand that the things worth having are not physical things, but at the end of the day, we still would like to package the other stuff and somehow deposit it somewhere. To become a sheirish bracha is means that darga. It says, going back to one of the points we raised, the yafa sichasan shal avdei avis. Double two things: the sicha of the avdei avis. Let's understand both nekudas. Why is teirasan shal banim less than the sicha of avdei avis? Alei davahu. So yes, they're great. I assume that if I know Seder HaTorah, I'd understand why the Seder in this parasha are greater than the Seder in this parasha. But the Medrash was given, the Chazal was given, it's a Chazal, and Rashi brings it on Pshuto Shemikra. So what's the... It says that Sichos Rav Chachamim Tzorech Talmud. Why? We learn it from Alehu Lo Yibol. That the eight pri that eight shas al mayim, Talmud Chacham is eight shas al mayim, and even the alim have chias themselves lo yibol. The pshat is not that the Talmud Chacham consciously molds and shapes the sichas of his to contain big sedes in it. Maybe yes, maybe not, but that's not the point of it. The sicha is, since the person is b'meila, since he's bottled to the sheirish, and he only sees himself here, he only dehears himself here, as being the shliach, so whatever comes from him is coming from somewhere else. It's automatic. The person is automatically, and just like a mother who's tied to a child, she's always doing things, trying to get things for the child, even not consciously. It just, her whole metzius is hooked up, and everything is always, this is for my child, this is good, we'll like it, won't like it. There's not even a conscious process to it. She sees her metzius as being a young richter, a child. A Talmud Chacham, the p'china of alei lo yibol is because if I'm dovek and mechuber, and I only see myself as trying to give over Dvar Hashem, so whatever I say flows automatically. The person is dovek na kadosh baruch hu. Dovek na kadosh baruch hu means that anything that comes out of you is flowing from a high mucker. So just like whatever's coming out of the hose is coming from somewhere else, and if the water over there is one color, it's going to come out the same color, and if it's hot, if it's cold, whatever it is, it's going to come out the same way. The sichas chulon tamir chacham tzotal means because he's a dovok, because he's a mayin hamizbarech, then it's automatic that everything that comes somewhere else. That's the sich of Avis. Avis had themselves the Ve'yei Bracha. The Torah is packaged. We got Torah from Sinai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ela Advarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this, that, the other thing. So the Pchinas Torah is what we got. And now we're sitting and we're learning it and we're taking out from it tremendous inyanim. But the example of Torah that comes into the Bria, because the person becomes a chelik, mechuba to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and whatever flows from him, so to speak, flows from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, that's the Pchinas Avis. The Avdei Avis meant that so strong was this Dveikus, that even the one mechuba to Avram was mechuba to Sheresh as well. So when Eliezer spoke, And Eliezer was in a matzav where he was neman tavram. When he was an eved that was mechuba tavram, then it was seamless. And the same hashpa of Torah milamala that came through Avram in his sicha was coming through Eliezer when he was davek in Avram. That's the yofes sichosin of the Avdei Avis in the mile over here over the Torah Shel Banim. So the shirish of Avram in the Bria is Vayei Bracha. And since the Avos are the ones that give us the derech, as opposed to the Divrei Torah, which Moshe gave, the derech and the mahalach of a person to become is the metzias of Avram is to be oikah the klol of the bria, and bring the bria back again on the track of bracha. The klol started in the bria when a person wanted to make Elokus his. Elokim is the greatest thing, the Bria, but you're big enough that you can have your own little store with Elikus, and it's yours. And when that happened, the minute you take the hose out of the faucet, you have a little bit of water left, and that's it. It's gone. It dries up. And that's where Klola was Chal in the Bria. The perspective on the Bria of Klola was Nimshach, most strongly through Cham and Knan, because they deherd everything in the Bria as Yesh Miyesh. There's no mokum to be chal brach in the Bria, in the physical Bria, and b'meila the only etzah for the Bria is to let it dry up and never to be nisrabe. Avram Avinu, the very fact that all the tzaddikim for Avram didn't have mamshichim, they never were able to tap into bracha. Each one was a tzaddik, it's all right, what is Shem Ve'eva, Noach, they were wonderful tzaddikim, but They didn't become attached in Kara Bracha. The attachment to Kara Bracha is dehered through the Neucha of Aveifa. When a person dehers himself, that the best I could ever be is an Eved Neman Lamala. B'chol Beisi Neman. Neman meaning everything is Mechuvin Lamala. Everything I'm doing is as a shlichus for some for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It requires an almost koyches and nefesh are almost opposite of what's natural to us. Mitzara guf. It means that in the world of ruchnius, we need to treat everything we do l'shaitoy and forget about it. There was a very chashuv person in America who did tremendous things during the war. I heard that as hesped, and never told his children about it. His children found out the mikra, and they were very upset. Why didn't you tell us? And he told them, "Was me gedenk do vergess men eben, was me vergess do gedenk me eben," which means whatever you remember here, they forget up there, and whatever you forget here, they remember up there. It means whatever a person, anything a person can package and feel comfortable with and smug with and accomplish with, then fine. So he's reduced it to mila de alma. Ruchnis tikka mila de alma, but it belongs to this world, and this world is not a world of bracha. Whatever a person does, if I could do it, I do it. And now the question is, what do I need to do now? And that's a person's perspective. Then the person becomes mechubah to the mekayer bracha. He becomes dovek belikim. Instead of wanting to be ke'elikim, he becomes dovek belikim. And the maila that we're all able to go out of to be nishafich from aura to baruch, that we're able to, that the klesta panim of ours takes on the ziva of Avraham Avinu when a person is mizdabik lamala, when a person does things b'ne'emonos without taking anything for himself, not seeing it for himself, the person himself becomes a makar bracha. Thank you.